Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
County and municipal clerks all over the country are being faced with this question. Do they license something that is not based in the Constitution, but even moreover, is actually a license to do something that collides with their sincerely held religious beliefs? We're going to be talking to one such clerk today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We have a very special guest today, Molly Kreiner. Molly Kreiner is the clerk of the court of the Irion County, Texas. And Molly, welcome to Faith and Freedom.
Good morning, Matt. Good to be here.
Good to have you here as well. Now, Molly, you have made a public declaration with regards to your position with respect to this Supreme Court decision that ultimately was issued by five lawyers saying that there's a so-called same-sex constitutional right to marriage, and that therefore you and other clerks like you have to issue licenses for same-sex marriage. And at this point, you have said that's a line you cannot cross.
Yes, sir. That's the decision that I made.
Now, you no doubt considered this decision before the June 26 opinion by these five on the Supreme Court, and you have written a letter to your fellow clerks with regards to this issue, and you've also issued a declaration of obedience to law in defense of natural marriage. Tell us about the situation there, what's happening, and why you made this decision.
Well, you're right. Before the decision ever came down, you know, clerks all over Texas, I assume all over the country, but, you know, I'm privy to conversations going on in Texas. And clerks all over Texas were talking about this and wondering what was going to happen. And then some clerks that I have personal relationship with were really agonizing over it. My feel of the clerks in Texas were that, for the most part, they were all dismayed by this potential of having to do this, and nobody wanted to, or very few clerks were in favor of having to do this. And as the ruling came down, and I knew a few days ahead of time, I could just feel in my gut that that's what was going to happen. And so I had been praying about it and thinking about it, but began to very earnestly think about what I needed to do. And many clerks in Texas, as the ruling came down and everyone began discussing it, many clerks decided that based on their oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, that they would have to perform this duty of issuing same-sex marriage licenses because this is what the Supreme Court had decided. And I knew I couldn't do that. You know, I knew I couldn't do that. There was never a question for me. One option that was given the clerks in Texas, I say the option was given. I don't know how much that option is really going to play out as being viable. But if a clerk's constitutional religious liberties, if her religious conscience kept her from issuing the license, that as long as there was someone in her office who could, then the ruling would be satisfied in that way. Now, whether that holds up or not over the long term, I don't know. But I knew that wasn't an option for me because I am the authority. I'm the clerk. Anything that my deputies do, they do under my authority. So for me to say, oh, I can't do it, but my deputy can, that's the same thing as me doing it, that they're doing it under my authority and at my instruction. So that wasn't a viable alternative for me either. If it happened in that office, it was done under my authority, and that's the same thing as me doing it, even if I wasn't the one who actually was working with the couple over the counter. And so I knew that, and my next decision was, you know, what do I do? And really, I just was going to resign. I'm from a very tiny county, and, you know, the likelihood of perhaps being faced with this dilemma, it might not happen today or tomorrow or right away, but I knew I couldn't do it. And so, you know, it just looked like what I needed to do was resign. And somebody said, you know, you ought to read the ruling. And I've always enjoyed reading the Constitution, reading history, particular American history. I enjoy those things. I'm no expert at all, but it's always kind of been a nerdy interest of mine. And so I went and read the ruling and read the dissenting opinion. And the more I read, the more I thought, and the more I prayed, the more I came to the conclusion that I would actually be violating my oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, not to mention the laws of Texas, if I issued licenses, that in order to defend the Constitution, I had to say no, because to me this is such a clear violation of the Constitution. It's creating a right out of thin air where none exists, and the right that's been created will, by its very nature, curtail a very clearly enumerated right, which is the right to, you know, free exercise of religion. And this ruling, by its very nature, will curtail a right we clearly possess. And it's a right that's created out of nothing historical, nothing, you know, nothing, no basis in the Constitution. And the dissenting opinions make that very clear. And it was done by just a bare majority. You know, rulings like this in the past that were going to be very, have such a great impact were done by the full court, you know, all nine justices. And so I came in at a different place, and that was that in order to fulfill my oath to uphold the Constitution, I had to say no. And if I resigned, you know, I would be satisfying my own religious need to not participate in this, but I would not be in any way addressing the constitutional problem. That our Constitution has been violated, that powers not given to the federal government are clearly reserved to the states and the people, and this appears to me a clear violation of that. I'm not a constitutional scholar, but, you know, I took high school history, and we all learned that, you know, our founders are very concerned about the separation of powers, about too much power ever being in the hands of one person or in just a few, particularly a few unelected people. Laws are to be made by our representatives, by the people through our representatives at the national and at the state level.
Well, this is a, you know, I would encourage people to read the actual opinion. You can get the opinion on Liberty Counsel's website, because when you read the opinion, it becomes very, very clear that they didn't base this on the Constitution at all. It's five individuals, and that's why the Chief Justice in his dissent refers to them as five lawyers, not five justices. He refers to them as five lawyers imposed their will, not a legal judgment, not based on the Constitution, not based on the court's precedent. So if it's five lawyers imposing their will, not based on the Constitution, not based on court precedent, and it's not a legal judgment in his dissent, then what is it? You stated in your letter to other clerks that it's a lawless opinion, and I believe wholeheartedly that, in fact, it is a lawless opinion.
Yes, and I decided to just send a letter to every clerk in Texas. I knew there were so many who were unhappy about this ruling and didn't agree with it. And so I just sent a letter to every clerk in Texas just laying out what I said, that in order to uphold my oath, I felt like defending the Constitution meant I had to say no and that I couldn't resign. Resigning would have been hard on my county, too. You know, for them to replace me would have been... We're in the middle of a lot of big projects, and it would have been difficult for them to replace me just on the spur of the moment. And also, if they replaced me, what would they have? They would have had to appoint someone, since we're not in an election cycle yet. What would they have to ask that person they were going to appoint?
Well, you would be abandoning the duty that you were required to discharge. Our guest today is Molly Kreiner. She is the clerk in Arion County, Texas. And we're going to talk more about these kinds of things on faith and freedom. These are the issues that are unfolding right now. And Molly is an example of why you should stand up. And I encourage you, if you've not read the opinion, read it, because it is very telling. When you go through the five lawyers, and by the way, these same five lawyers 2 years ago issued a decision in June in which they said states have the right to define marriage. They said it not once, but three times. Well, 2 years later, they ended up saying, no, they don't have a right, and it's a constitutional right. Well, no, it's not. It's not based in the Constitution. Molly, thank you for joining us on Faith and Freedom. Our time has gone by very quickly, but I want to thank you for your courage and for standing up and for reading this opinion and coming to the conclusion that's very obvious that it is not based on the Constitution. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.